Saturday live on Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Jake, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show. It's been a while now since we've had you on Saturday Live. So it's so nice to touch base with you again, not least because I am absolutely kind of gagging really to find out about what really it's like to be on Ultimate Hell Week. And I have to say, first and foremost, I do take my hat off to you because there's been a couple of things that I thought, well, I wouldn't mind trying that. Like, do you remember when you were, was it last week you were suspended out of the helicopter? I thought, oh, I wouldn't mind trying that. But the rest of it, absolutely no. So, and particularly for last Wednesday when you had the, you had the whole boxing thing and you were submerged in a box and water and I can't even imagine what that must be like.
Yeah, it's all a bit mad. Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, Carol. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, Hell Week was an experience. That's one way to put it. Watching stuff back and seeing exactly what we did is crazy. As you said, there's stuff like jumping onto a helicopter and being clipped onto the bottom of a helicopter by a rope and flown around Mizzen Head to like this week's one that's just aired was obviously the being chained into like this metal container. And basically it just got filled with water and we didn't know what was going on or when it was going to stop. So it was all a bit crazy and a huge test, both mentally and physically. But I mean, it was an amazing experience. And looking back now that I can look back from the comfort of my sofa, it was an amazing experience.
Probably one that you wouldn't be in any rush to repeat, I would suspect.
Yes, definitely. It was the toughest week of my life by far.
For the benefit of anybody, Jake, listening now who hasn't seen it yet, can you just, you know, give us an overview of like, what is the whole point of the show?
Yeah, so Ultimate Hell Week is basically this one that they're doing. It's called The Professionals. I don't know why it's called The Professionals because I'm definitely not a professional, but I'm a good bluffer, that's about it. There's 18 sports stars, musicians, everything really, getting thrown into an Army Ranger Wing selection course, which is basically the best of the best. It's kind of the special forces in Ireland. We basically got a taste of what their selection course was, and it was all to raise money for charity. So each recruit, as we're called, we're all given a number, was representing their own charity. And as people are watching at home, they can vote for the certain charities then. So it was all done for a good cause. But at the time, I think that wasn't really what we were thinking when we were in there. We were like, what have we signed ourselves up to? So we basically, they just kill you. They try and get rid of you and they try and make you quit. So they do stuff like you were saying there, all adrenaline stuff, like jumping out of a helicopter, doing a death drop off Mizzen Head, which is basically you're on a harness and they just drop you in a rope and all this stuff. And then the physical aspect of it as well with the likes of, we did a thing called Scratch, which is where they take you to a beach for about 3 or 4 hours and just make you do pure awful stuff like running, lifting boats above your head, crawling through the ocean, rolling down sand dunes. They just purely like just wreck you and get you so that you have nothing left to give. So that is basically the long and short of what Hell Week is.
I would imagine that, okay, obviously it's a tough physical challenge, but perhaps the mental challenge is even greater than the physical.
Definitely is. And when you're in there then as well, obviously it is a physical thing. You have to be fit to be able to get through any of the challenges in it, but it's all to do with your head, asking yourself how much more can you take. When you're in there as well, it's weird because you completely forget that all the cameras are there. And you're literally just going to survival mode and there's no switching off. You're kind of always on edge waiting for one of the DS, as we call them, directing staff, to come in and start screaming at you or start telling you to do something again. So it literally is kind of 24/7.
It's interesting because I was watching, you know, the whole relationship between yourselves, the 18 of you, and the drill sergeants. And, you know, there's a lot made during the show of the attitude of the drill sergeants and how terrified you all are of them. I mean, I know you can't give give away all the secrets. But is that really the case? Because at the end of the day, you know that you're filming for a TV show. So how afraid are you really of these guys?
We are literally, I can't say the words that I was going to say there, but something scared of them. Like, we're absolutely terrified. Like, I mean, I expected it to, obviously it's a reality TV show. So I kind of expected there to be a little bit of maybe, you know, oh, we'll cut here and we'll do this.
Yeah.
There's none of that. There's cameramen when you're out on events, but when you're in that base, the cameras are all robots type thing. So there's no one else in there. There's no one else in the room, just you and the drill sergeants. And it's crazy. Like, you're petrified of them. You're literally terrified because you've completely forget where you are and you just go completely into survival mode of how do I get through this without getting hurt and try and get to the end. So as hard as it probably is for people watching at home to trust and believe me, you are literally petrified when you're in there, and there's no TV show aspect to it. Like, we do interviews at the end of the show and stuff when you're in there, but even going to the interviews, you get hooded by one of the DSs and absolutely dragged to this room that you don't have a clue where it is. You actually think you're going, when they take you for an interview, you think you're going to do one of the kind of talks with the DS, which is even more petrifying. And then you find out you're actually doing an interview, which is a bit weird. And then you're thrown straight back in. So, like, the TV side of it is just completely forgotten about.
So tell us then, I mean, is there anything that you learned about yourself that surprised you? Or was there anything that maybe you assumed about yourself that you realised, well, actually, that's not the case at all?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I did kind of surprise myself going in. I didn't think I would be able to do a lot of the things that I did do, both mentally and physically. Like I said, I was the youngest one in there and stuff, and I was kind of expecting to get probably picked on by the DSs a little bit. I was thinking they were probably going to think, oh, here's this young singer that's probably not going to be capable for anything. So I kind of doubted myself a little bit when I was going in, and I guess I did kind of shock myself, and I learned that you can push yourself a lot further than you probably give yourself credit for.
Well, certainly I'd say now the rigors of touring probably won't seem as challenging for you anymore after having been through this, yeah?
Definitely not. I mean, it's a completely different world. I mean, I remember when I was in there at that point, I was like, what am I actually doing here? I can't wait till this lockdown is over and we can get back on stage. But yeah, no, it'll definitely be a lot easier going back on tour now.
You must be in the best shape that you've ever been.
You would presume that. I mean, the first week I got out of Hell Week, I actually had takeaways every night for a full week.
Did you?
You get no sleep. You get really bad food. Like, I mean, you're getting like a pot noodle for your dinner and you're just constantly on the go. So I lost a lot of weight when I was actually in there, and it didn't take me long to put it back on. But funny enough, when we were asked to do the show, it was obviously after a lockdown and stuff. So the gyms were all closed. So I probably wasn't in the best shape that I'd ever been in going on to it. And I actually only got the phone call to do the show a couple of weeks before as well. So it was kind of like, right, okay, we're doing this. Let's run as much as we can and train as much as we can within the 2 weeks. But it was amazing. And I definitely am not in the best shape now after it as I was when I was on it, because I definitely indulged as soon as I got out of there.
Well, you're now going to have to make sure that you do get into match ready shape, because you're heading back out on tour, are you not, in the not too distant future?
We are, yeah. We're planning to do a full tour now next year, but we've got a couple of gigs coming up now in October, which is great to get back on stage and back with the lads. So we're in Drogheda in the TLT on the 29th of October, and then we're down in Gorey, which is in Wexford, on the 30th of October, and I can't wait. It's going to be our first couple of gigs back with a brand new set, because during lockdown I've done nothing but songwrite, so there's loads of new songs, and I know myself and the lads in the band were really excited to kind of get back on stage and see if we've lost it, I guess.
You haven't lost it. Of course you haven't lost it. And you have a new single out as well, Jake.
We released a new single there a few weeks back now called Sink or Swim, which has been doing great. People seem to love it. We released the music video for it then. And I want to say a big thanks to anyone who's listened to the song and streamed it and downloaded. And the support is always amazes me how many people listen to the music and stuff. So that's the new single. And we're now back in the studio And we've a plan now to start writing and recording stuff for an album, which will hopefully be out next year now. So it's all go.
Well, we wish you the very best of luck, Jake Carter. And thank you so much for taking the time to come and chat with us. And Ultimate Hell Week on RTE every Wednesday night. And before you go, I mean, again, I know you can't give too much away, but is there anything coming up over the next few weeks that you think, gosh, we really need to watch out for this? This is one we don't want to miss.
It only gets worse, put it that way. Like, how can it get any worse? But it just gets worse and worse and worse. So keep watching.
Well, more power to all of you, I have to say. Jake Carter, thanks very much. A pleasure to have you back on with us.
Thanks for having me on, Carol, and a big hello to all the listeners.